Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Does anybody watching this care about Call of Duty? Somebody is still playing it. Somebody still has to be playing it. It still makes millions and millions every single year, and it's not finished yet. It's still been yearly releases for year upon year upon year for as long as I can remember. In fact, actually, thinking about it, my entire life, I can't remember a time when Call of Duty wasn't a huge thing. I think the first one came out in 2003, so I would have been, what, like 6 or 7?
I remember when Medal of Honor was better than Call of Duty. Remember that? Medal of Honor was the big thing. Call of Duty was...
Well, I remember up until the point of about Call of Duty 3, when that was the case, and then all of a sudden Modern Warfare came out, and then it just completely eclipsed it. And ever since Modern Warfare, I don't remember really much before that of the culture, the pre-Call of Duty world. Was it nicer? Was it safer? Was it kinder? Were people friendlier to one another?
These are my important picket fences and happy children.
These are my questions. But Call of Duty has jumped onto the diversity train, and it has done for a long while. But there has been a recent controversy that I just thought I would explain to people and then show you all that Activision has been like this for a very long time. On that subject, we've got a recent article from Charlie Downs, who's been appearing on the podcast more recently, talking about, I think he's on, well, he's on... he'll have been on by the time this segment goes out.
He does things.
he will be on the podcast. He was asking the question, what is managerial capitalism? And explains it. Managerial capitalism, for those who aren't aware, was a concept developed, I think it was named by James Burnham. The idea might have been around before Burnham, but he was the first one to come out and write a book about it. It's basically the idea that you have these big businesses, right? And pre-early 20th century, the big businesses would have been the vision of one man, say, John D. Rockefeller, a Henry Ford, some big businessman with a vision, right? And then they get so big that the businessman either steps down or just can't handle the whole thing anymore. He can't handle the size of production. So you parcel different bits off to departments, right? And then those departments get filled with spiteful mutants that are now basically running the company and turn the company into something that is completely the opposite of what you were hoping it to be in the first place. It's many such cases.
This is why I need to get a job in corporate liquidation, because honestly, that is my dream job. Just going in and rooting out parasites who are just burning money.
And it happens to every single company. It's just when you get so big that you can't just like have your eye on everything at once. Well, I guess it's going to be this parasite, this spiteful mutant that I've hired for it, or not even that I've hired for it, that I hired some guy who hired another guy who then hired this spiteful mutant for it. Because it's just the chain of command. So if you want to know about that in a bit more depth, go and read the article. It's premium, and I think if you want to get the audio track, yep, you'll need to have a silver membership, but if you just want to read that, that's £5 a month for the bronze tier membership. Let's go on, shall we, though? So Activision decided that they wanted to cut ties with a particular content creator who went by the name of FaZe Nick Merckx. I've never heard of this person, but he went ahead and did the absolute unforgivable crime of seeing a news story that was being reported about pride protests going on at a school and said they should leave little children alone. Now, of course, Neil Mohan, I have no opinion on this. On my own, I am simply
merely factually reporting what
I am reporting the facts and have nothing to add context-wise. Hit neither here nor there, nor
an opinion.
Who knows
what our opinions are?
Exactly. You might have to subscribe to the website to learn my opinions on this sort of thing.
My opinions are behind a paywall.
That's right. This is what YouTube has led me to. And as a result of this, if we go to the next image in here, yes, Activision removed him because he had a bundle with Warzone and Modern Warfare 2. These are apparently new Call of Duty games. And Call of Duty's... What? You expect me to know these things?
Modern Warfare 2.
Well, no, because Modern Warfare 2...
It's the remake, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's the remake. Because I played the original back in the day, which was a good time. You know, I played the original Modern Warfare trilogy. I had fun with it.
I really... I know it's a meme, but I really do actually miss the lobbies.
Yeah, the lobbies were great. and they I don't think Activision or Infinity Ward would support those lobbies anymore. In fact, we'll get to how they are actively going against those kinds of lobbies. No Fun. Call of Duty now run by the No Fun Police. They said, due to recent events, we've removed the bundle. We are focused on celebrating pride with our employees and our community. And in the next one, as a result of this, a new hashtag began trending, which, once again, I have no opinion on.
It's
I'm
disgusting.
Simply reporting the facts.
How could this trend?
I know. I can't believe this. This is absolutely haram.
I am LGBT.
That's right. I'm not going to make any more jokes just in case we get in trouble with YouTube. What he was reporting, what he was responding to in the is explained in this Daily Mail article where they just say it was a Glendale school district which unanimously voted on Tuesday to recognise June as Pride Month and support lessons and activities that engage students in meaningful learning about the accomplishments of the Pride community and the experiences of our rainbow students, employees and families, which led to ugly scenes outside the meeting as a standoff around 200 demonstrators turned violent. And of course, I do not support violence in these situations. Three people were later charged over the brawl. Supporters of the Pride vote clashed with opponents who claimed LGBT themes should not be on the curriculum. And this phased Nick Merckx person just decided, well, if you don't want clashes with people's parents at Pride things, then you should stop going after the children. Once again, I have no opinion on this. Activision have been posting about Pride the whole time. Because of course they have. Join us in celebrating the power of pride. Look at this beauty, strength and resilience with this, what appears to be a rainbow snake wrapping itself around the world. I don't know if that's the entire... Well, it's rainbow...
Know, it's two big hands.
It's two big hands, but they do look suspiciously like snakes, which may not be the kind of imagery they were going for.
Well, I mean, two massive hands taking over the entire world is usually propaganda imagery.
It tends to be. It tends to be. They even have floats during pride parades because... This is managerial capitalism, which is just, we support the current thing, please buy our products. And it does go deeper than this, of course. It's too left-handed as well, apparently. Is
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, dear, you're right. Absolutely disgusting.
Sorry, was this left-handed bigotry coming
out? We need
out
to
of
return
you?
To persecuting the left-handeds. This is my new opinion.
You know that meme? It's like my opinion.
Kurt Cobain was left-handed, and he was a complete degenerate.
Well, that made him kill himself, did it?
Influence of the devil.
clearly. Maybe that was the hand he shot himself with.
Maybe it was.
Idiot.
You know, he probably injected the heroin with his left hand.
Is this the new dog whistle? Just left hand?
Left-handed could be around, he thought to himself. Sorry, what were you going to say?
I got nothing really. I'm on board. Not a hard sell.
I think you were going to say something before I went on my left-handed tirade.
No.
No? All right, okay. No. Are you left-handed?
No.
Okay, good.
No, I'm
good.
Not Barack Obama.
I can trust you.
Barack Obama's left-handed.
Your eyes are too blue to be left-handed.
You know, a lot of US presidents have been left-handed, and it is the great Satan, so...
This makes sense. It is the global American empire. The gay is left-handed. Always.
You know what's annoying? Is if we push that, and that became a myth, unironically, the left would start being like, no, we only use left hands, therefore we show we are against the far right.
This would be genius, actually, because most of them will be right-handed, statistically speaking, so they will absolutely cripple themselves.
In 20 years, you know how you can sort of tell someone's political opinion based on a few things? Cause it's
by become, their appearance.
It's become cultural now. Like, in 20 years, if someone's left-handed, you'd be like, left-winger.
Yeah,
that's the new thing.
Even if they're not actually left-handed, they just say they are.
The blood in the Crips, right wingers and left wingers will be chopping off their arms.
Well, no, the left wingers will. The right wingers will be standing at the side going, what are you doing? What are you doing? But it goes deeper with all of this. Call of Duty GM Johanna Faris, probably left-handed.
Yeah, another left-hander over here.
It's not about being the first. She was a...
It's about being left-handed.
She was a long-time NFL executive. She joined Activision Blizzard, switched industries to esports. She didn't realize she'd be making history. In fact, it was well after she became commissioner of Call of Duty Esports in 2018 that she discovered that she was the first ever woman commissioner.
She's the first left-hander.
She's the first left-handed woman to ever exist.
I don't think we even... Just for any category now, we just say left-hand. She's the first left-hand commissioner.
No, she's favouring her left hand a bit heavily there.
Left-handers.
Kind of sus.
devil.
She said that as a as an esports exec, she wanted to make sure the industry is bringing in diverse talent with wide swaths of experience and raising awareness about the range of work available in gaming. She wanted to make sure the industry is making more effort to attract talented people who are both at the beginning and in the middle of the careers, especially women, people
especially
of color,
left-handers.
And as I said, F's in the chat, boys, because Activision last year decided that they wanted to make a code of conduct to make their lobbies in Call of Duty
more left-handed
yeah. and therefore less toxic. The company revealed that as a result of this, 500,000 accounts had already been banned, with an additional 300
for being right-handed.
For being right-handed, yes. And an additional 300K had been renamed since launching our filtered automated systems, presumably Right Hand for Life.
Yeah.
Just, no, we're not having that. No,
we'll tally you in right.
So they've destroyed the old Modern Warfare 2 holdouts from there, if there are anybody from that era still playing these games. And Call of Duty employs the use of new automated technology alongside human moderation to help filter text chat and account names from offensive language. In part, due to these efforts, we've seen a more than 55% drop in the number of offensive usernames. So the fun police. That Bully Hunters, do you remember the old Bully Hunters thing that people used to make?
He was right-handed for sure.
He was definitely right-handed.
It's so stupid it works.
Which hand do you beat your children with?
Oh, that works as well because of the thing we can't talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There you go. I once again have no opinion on this, Mr. Neil Mohan. I am simply an innocent boy reporting factual news.
I am also left-handed, I swear.
I am left-handed, watch.
Yeah, convincing. Very convincing.
Oh, no, I actually spilt a bit. Oh, dear. So yeah, fun police, bully hunters in power.
You're hiding right-handers under the floorboards, aren't you? Go on, drink with your left hand. Do it.
Do it. Use these scissors. Go on. I want to see you cut this piece of paper.
Open this can.
And one of the most amusing things that happened a few years ago, this is all the way back in 2017, was that Call of Duty expanded diversity to such an extent that there were no swastikas and also black Nazis in Call of Duty World War II.
Finally,
we've got representation of black white supremacists. Larry Elder, left hand on heart, is very proud right now. So this was a competitive multiplayer in zombies mode. The swastika was left out in many ways. Sledgehammer.
What was the name of the game? The zombie game in Call of Duty? What was the name? What did we all used to play?
I think was it Soviet Nazis?
Yeah.
Soviet zombies.
It was
Allied zombies.
Allied zombies. Yeah.
That was it.
Nothing else.
No, nothing else. In many ways, Sledgehammer ditched historical accuracy. I like how this Forbes article is just saying, yeah. They don't care anymore.
I just don't care. The old Call of Duty games, you ever played the World War II ones, even Modern War, they take
World
of
War
matter,
was classic. I loved that game.
But they take the subject matter seriously, and there's always a scene at some point where there's just some text on screen where it's like, thank you for all those who died fighting tyranny, and it's you know, like sincere to the people who actually did the war.
I think the original ones that were based on World War II, before it got to Modern Warfare, they were based on, you know, same with World at War. They were based on actual events that happened, focusing on the heroes that were involved.
The historical accuracy aspect was never because of, oh, that's the wrong kind of Sherman in this battle. It was because, no, I want to honor the people who fought. I want to show the reality they went through.
Yeah, they were brave men.
No, they were fighting black Nazi women. I mean, it's the highest level of disrespect. Is my point.
It is ridiculous, but they created something that they viewed as accessible to everybody. With the horrors of that specific war, and in fact, Nazis, fascist, racist regime.
I want to make a game for everybody.
Left out altogether.
I want
the Nazis to be accessible.
Exclusive space. What setting should we use? I don't know. The worst war in all of human history.
I want the Nazis to be accessible to everybody, left-handers included.
Oh, God. Sorry, I hate it.
I love the language used in here as well. It's an interesting approach and a tricky decision to make. No, it's a stupid decision to make.
I'm going to make a game for kids, but should I make it about the Holocaust? Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Remember, kids, it's time for our holiday fun times film, Schindler's List.
It's one of those games where you learn to spell, and you have to spell, and every time you spell it right, something happens.
You have to spell Dachau. Come on, everybody, give me an A. Give me a U.
I wanted to make it inclusive for all the kids.
Like I say, we're in Brass Eye. We live in a Brass Eye sketch, is what's happening.
Local game developers have made an inclusive game for kids. It's set in Auschwitz. You spell the names of each of the Polish prisoners, and when you spell their names, they're burnt.
Oh, God. But this might
have...
This might have been the result of this... in the next link, please, which was back in 2017. And I... this was 2022. They're still using this. This was announced back in 2017, but I'm pretty sure they're still using this. They had a diversity tool which can measure how left-handed a character is. You can see that little diagram there. They've only got a 2 on ethnicity, but they've got a 3 on age. What does this mean?
That Norwegian dwarf... right-handed, even though we've cut it off.
He's got a super right hand. That's even worse. So they developed a diversity space tool with MIT, of all places. This is an excellent use of resources. Publishers' subsidiaries had apparently been using the special tool to help develop more diverse characters, which just means making them less white, more ugly, I assume. This is what this means.
I love how that's become a metric for diversity. I mean, it isn't, obviously.
How ugly are the characters?
No, but have you met them all, right? I mean, they can't stop talking about how pretty the non-white girls are. But you go and meet the left, and they're like, yeah, no, we've got to make them more butch and manjaw.
I mean, this is true. Dan has a particular favour for the sorts of women that Johnny Somali would be quite nasty to.
Yeah.
Shall we say? The tool isn't meant to be used in isolation. Teams would sit down, because this whole article was complaining about, well, actually, it doesn't go far. This is just tokenism. This is Kotaku saying, what you need is real black and white, black and women people and left-handed people in the background to be able to consult with. And Activision came out and said, we're sorry, Kotaku. We do consult with DE&I staff to identify existing norms and discuss, educate, consult, and collaborate on how a character's representation is expressed beyond these norms. Activision Blizzard is committed to combating every lawsuit that comes our way. Activision Blizzard is committed to reflecting the diversity of its millions of players and blah, 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 blah. They don't want to have tokenism. We don't want stereotypes. We don't want exclusion. We just want non-white people. That's what we want. So Activision has been woke for a very long time. I mean, look at this. This is so ridiculous. Socioeconomic background.
Gender identity.
Socioeconomic background. When I'm playing Overwatch 2, that's what I'm wondering, which I don't.
Do you have a diverse culture or one of those non-diverse cultures?
No, I just think to myself, God, I hope this person didn't grow up in a ghetto. That's what I think when I'm playing my cartoon online shooter. Yeah. I mean, God, it's all so ridiculous.
What's the background of the scout from TF2? He grew up in a poor family on the Boston side.
The spy only had to do it because of socioeconomic factors.
I love how the spy would have at least high culture. He absolutely, very left-wing culture over there.
He absolutely would. He'd have high cognitive ability.
Yeah.
What's diversity on cognitive ability? Does it mean that you have to have more retarded characters? Is that it?
Because it's called neurodivergent, isn't it?
Oh, God, we need more drooling characters.
You know, the pyro is...
Because
he's in Pyrovision, he's got very diverse cognitive ability.
So the heavy from TF2, he'd probably have high diverse cognitive ability, because he's not exactly the sharpest knife in the drawer, is he?
Just as a race, TF2.
That score's very low.
Oh, that's a zero.
Oh, that's terrible. Valve, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Because you know what won't last? TF2, if it doesn't have racial diversity.
Oh, God. But anyway, so...
How are you going to get a wide fan base?
Call of Duty's too big to fail because someone's still buying it. Someone's still playing it. It's got an army of normies. But if you consider yourself to be principled in some way, maybe don't get it. Maybe get one of the... Actually, all the other ones are infected with all this nonsense as well, aren't they? So play TF2.
Download TF2. It's free.
Yeah, download free. TF2. Buy yourself a hat.
Come join me on Man vs. Machine.
Thanks for watching that segment from the podcast Lotus Eaters. If you enjoyed it and feel like watching more of the work that we do, you can subscribe to the website for as little as £5 per month and get access to all of the premium videos that we have on offer, including this recent premium video on Daycare Will Destroy the West by Connor. If you want to find out more of what he is doing, you can follow him on Twitter and Getter at @con_Tomlinson. Thank you and goodbye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.